בורא יקר, מודים אנו בפניך שנתת לנו מקום.
Dear Creator, we thank you for giving us a place to connect, for sending us great friends, and for giving us strength to continue on the path of the Kabbalists every morning anew. Mighty Creator on high, help the friends attain the quality of bestowal and open our hearts to feel the greatness of the friends and your greatness. Creator, everything is known before you, and yet we beg you, help us to always think about the friends. Give us a real common deficiency for connection and the power to annul before each meeting. We want to acquire faith and through it love of mankind, and from the love of mankind to reach the love of God.
We understand that everything is attained from its opposite.
That
every day we need to attain the degree of connection that is greater. So against that, we need to also feel and attain the degree of disconnection, distancing that is greater. As the advantage of light is from darkness, and it's always that way. Also in our world, through all sorts of phenomena, in technology and whatnot, it doesn't matter. We always attain a thing from its opposite. Therefore, when we talk about the degrees that we need to rise to the degree of absolute eternal love, like the Creator, we need to understand that against that, each time we need to attain the opposite degree to it. It's the minus of that which we're about to attain. And each time there will be darkness, and from the darkness we attain light. Hatred, rejection, difficulty, truly heaviness, rejection, and it's upon that that we need to try and come closer to one another and be closer, more helpful to one another, until we discover the new degree of connection in which we feel the new Creator. And this way, every day, we'll have new hatred and new connection. That's how this against that, each time we will attain the power of separation and the power of connection, one against the other, more and more. And don't be afraid of this, and don't disregard this. Simply know that this is nature, that the created being cannot attain a thing unless it comes from its opposite, from the opposite of what he's about to attain. Hence, just like we read in the book of Zohar about Rabbi Shimon and his friends, and altogether what the Kabbalists talk about, whereas we need to come to a state in which in order to feel a good thing, we need to clearly attain against it resistance, rejection, hatred. And this is how we come to the feeling of spiritual states. We read about this, and again, we probably need to renew these things, but mostly what we didn't learn about it as this apart and that apart, but how they equalize together. And that eventually the day comes and clothes the night. And this is how we move forward. Therefore, the main thing for us is to try now that we've learned about separation and connection, that the main thing for us is to hold on to both together. For both this and that has room for day and for night, for rejection and inclination together. And we don't need we need to understand that the negative comes to us from the shattering of the vessel of Adam HaRishon. And this is how each time a more and more internal shattering comes our way, deeper, and upon this we need to reach a stronger connection, a more common connection between us, both in quantity and quality. So don't be scared from the periods of darkness, and just learn how upon them we can build the matter of light, the matter of day. And here comes the problem that according to our egoistic nature, we're not capable to approach so quickly the connection and mutual support that will cause us the feeling of day, light, the feeling of the Creator. And therefore we need to invest forces here. Whereas to fall is ready for us to start with from the shattering of the vessel, and it's ready for us. And if we let go, we are ready to descend, enter darkness, rejection, distancing. So each time we need to not forget that only through the connection between us, as much as one will help his friend, and we remind one another about these things, we give an example to one another. Accordingly, we will advance. And if we don't help one another, no one will have the possibility of coming to correction. Because the corrections are all in the connection between us. And in connection, it cannot be in any other way than by mutual support.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that in order to reveal the love, the connection between us, we have to reveal the darkness. But what is it exactly when you reveal the darkness?
That we're incapable of connecting to one another, that we're not connected to one another, that we discover more distance, more of a lack of understanding mutually between us. That's called night. Night is a lack of connection between us. The moment we attain a certain connection, then from it we attain light, day, the new quality of the Creator that's revealed. And this is how we advance. The Creator is come and see. Where do we come from and where do we see from? By us being in disconnect, we made an effort and connect between ourselves. In some new form. And then we can build, check, examine, feel the new measure of connection. And this is how we advance in the knowledge of the Creator. This is called to know the Creator. That the measure of disconnect was arranged for us by the Creator in advance, and when we try to connect between us, from what we attain, forms of connection, power of connection, manners of connection that are each time new, from all those things that we try to arrange between us, this is how we come to the knowledge of the Creator, the feeling of the Creator, since in the whole connection between us, we have parts of our desires, meaning sefirot. And in each of us, new desires are revealed, and we want to work on the connection with them, and as much as we connect them together, by that, we put in more and more individual sefirot, and individual sefirot, more and more, until we finalize this whole sphere of the general vessel of Adam HaRishon. And this is how we come to the knowledge of the Creator, by connecting all the individuals together, in addition of one to the other, one will help his friend, which is how we discover that the Creator fills these connections according to the intensity of connection, to the extent in which we effort to connect, even though there is a force of separation between us. So how the Creator participates with us, with what power and what manner he fills the connection between us, that's called the Naran Chai of lights, and so on. It all depends on the extent in which we're connecting upon the laziness, distance, rejection that we reveal between us, which is the result of the shattering. Okay.
How do we close this circle? Close between the sefirot and the desires?
That's a good, nice question, but I do not have an answer for it. We just put forth our effort. We put forth our desire. We give our prayer. And then we are closed in together. Each time, more and more above the degrees of separation that were revealed previously. And we don't know in advance. We also don't know, according to our intellect, how we connect. It's not like in technology where I come and connect different wires or components, like in mechanics, for example, this to that and that to that. I need to give forth efforts, and always in all our efforts, it's written, the Creator will finish it for us, meaning that the Creator will perform the action, and I come with my effort to be connected, to collect things and try, and as much as I am in a greater shattered, broken desire, I have more ability to come to greater connection. Therefore, anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. And the greatest Kabbalists, we think that they simply jump to the end of correction. No. Their work is very hard work. They felt darkness for a long time in those periods between the lights, and this way, nevertheless, they get there. The main thing is patience. Just like he writes there, and only the heroes whose measure of patience was there for them reached the king's gates, and they opened the king's gates, and the king received.
Lachen,
Therefore, what's the main thing here to not forget is that every detail that we discover here, let's say in these verses that we're going to be learning here, is revealed from the darkness. Only from within the darkness, separation, disappointment, the feeling of distance, to the extent in which a person goes through states that he has no chance and it's not for him altogether. And who is he? Why does he suddenly receive this path in this way? And he feels that he must and that he mustn't. That's how it is. Light and darkness. Darkness and light. Well, so let's move forward. He doesn't always talk about the fact that it should be this against that. But we need to already understand we've been through many stages of darkness and disappointment. And we even had friends that were disappointed and did not continue. And we need to understand that the laws don't change, but rather whoever leaves, what can you do? He will have to later return. Meanwhile, we're continuing, we even keep their place where they can come every time and join us. For each and every one of us has his own plan according to the root of one's soul of what states of darkness and how many states of darkness one has to go through in order to discover one after the other between the states of darkness and light. And this is how we eventually come closer towards connection, love, and light.
The topic of the 15th of Av, the Day of Love.
I'm talking about Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, the Day of Love, because it comes to us after, just like we learned and we went through the 9th of Av, which is the day of hatred, the day of disappointment, the day of disconnection. These are just signs of what needs to be. And later we need to implement both these states in our spiritual life. And the main thing is through our connection, only in the groups of friends, just like the Kabbalists recommend for us to do. This is how it was from the students of Rabbi Shimon, where they established for us this system, wrote about it in the Book of Zohar. Therefore, the Book of Zohar is the Kabbalah, the first Kabbalah book, we could say, that talks only about how we connect to the...
Again, excerpt number 7. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends.
It's not so clear to people who grew and are in the framework of this world. Because for us, love is considered that I love something that is good for my ego. And in truth, I need to reach love. Not since it's good for my ego, but that I simply love others. Because through others, I also come to the love of the Creator. Boundless love, which is how I develop myself to be a spiritual man, acquiring the spiritual quality, the quality of love, the quality of bestowal, and I have nothing from this, for myself. Thus that a person seemingly forgets about himself. He sees himself only as a means of how he can bestow to others and through himself.
How is love expressed within us if it isn't within us to begin with? How does it appear?
The root for love is in us. It's just concealed. We don't feel it. We don't understand how it's possible and why it can be. Why would I love another? I love what I love. I love sweets, ice creams. Look at children. He knows what he loves. And it's in him. So, in us, we need to understand that love of others can grow in us only upon rejection, hatred, the distance from one another. Otherwise, it won't be love. Where everything grows upon opposite forms. Therefore, we need to hold ourselves in a straight way towards the goal and understand that the goal is attained only through the force of rejection upon the force of connection. And it can't be that I'll reach some connection if within there won't be a desire to disconnect, reject a thing and its opposite. They need to be together. They need to be together. It is love that covers all transgressions, all crimes. I can't just love someone or something, but unless I discover hatred, rejection, and accordingly, I develop the force of connection and love. That's what's so missing in our world, where we don't understand how it is that we can truly be good to one another. This can only be only according to that formula. Love covers all crimes, and the crimes enter and are in a degree as the coarseness, the aviyut, and upon that there's a restriction where I don't use them, but rather upon them I develop love, and love covers connection, covers the separation, and the separation remains, otherwise there will be no coarseness, no aviyut. Otherwise, I won't rise by the connection upwards towards the Creator. Hence, our entire work is by sustaining, maintaining that resistance, distancing, hatred, misunderstanding, lack of acquaintance with one another, and each who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. We keep this within. We do not erase it. These are our assets. And above that, we build the form of connection, nearing, embrace. And this is how they balance in us, these two contradicting manners. There is restriction between them, the agreement to use both of them for the one common purpose, which is the correction. So we come with all our vessels that wanted to be filled in the egoistic filling, and above that we build our relations where we understand one another and the extent in which we are in rejection, distance, confusion, etc. And upon that, we build the suitable vessels for connection. Despite that, and always, the darkness and the light are built in such a way that they come as equally measured.
No?
Your concern needs to be for you developing your love towards them. And what will come in return, you have no forces or the heart to be concerned with, because that will be your egoistic desire. You want to be in absolute love, meaning only one directional, from you towards the friends.
Am I not supposed to buy them, to worry about that, to worry about caring for the friends, loving them?
That's correct, you're right. And it's written that way, but you do this in order to develop the ability from to love from you. Therefore, don't worry, the moment you develop love for the friends, you don't have to worry about how much they will love you. In the beginning of the path, in the initial states, initial stages, we have to be concerned with this and that, because we are all under egoistic desires. But the more we advance, we understand, and also the degrees themselves already aim us and accompany us to a state in which we see that by caring for the friend, I cover all my work. I don't need to be concerned with how he will love me. There only needs to be the disclosure of
thank you, Rav. What are the signs that indicate that our love is truly growing?
It's enough for me to overcome each time those disturbances that are being revealed in me, to be certain that I'm advancing on the measure of love. Because each time, if I think about advancement in loving the friends, and by that, I discover how.
Ma questa distanza mi fa star male. Perché avanzando dobbiamo stare male? Dobbiamo sempre stare
peggio. But this distance makes me feel bad. Why do we always have to feel worse the more we advance?
That's because to begin with, you're not arranging yourself in the connection with the friends in order to be aimed for the attack, for the next connection. Therefore, you receive the new discernments in a terrible way. But if you know that you're going towards the revelation of greater love, then you would be happy from this. The doctors say that before you go to eat, if you have a good meal, a nice meal before you, you need to walk, to go for a stroll, to do some kind of physical actions, so that you will have the desire to eat. I want to fill myself. Why do I need to discover this hunger, this appetite? Rather, they say, yes, you need to be with hunger and appetite in order to discover the correct form for the food. and therefore exert with all kinds of things, go for a stroll, do something, and then after that, come to the meal. That's how it is for us. In order to reach the great revelation of the Creator, we need to be in very big vessels. The Creator is the apex of connection between all the contradicted parts together. So, how do you make it contradicted and together? Resisting and connected. It's something impossible to depict. It's like the explosion of some nuclear bomb that, let's say, at the same time connects together with all its components in the correct and right way. I didn't manage to convey it, but in short, we will feel these things. We must discover each time a measure of distancing so that upon it, through our efforts, we will define the measure of connection. That's our path. That's our way. Therefore, anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him, meaning those who are capable of approaching great achievements in connection, meaning in revelation of the Creator in high degrees, must be ready for falling and many times into places that are low, dark, black prior to that.
Baltia? La mia decina è forte, la sento forte, sono io che mi sento debole e che sembra, non mi sembra.
My ten is strong, I feel it is strong. It seems to me like only I am weak and I can't do anything. And I see that this difficulty is continuing to increase.
Right, I understand you and I feel what you felt. And it's correct. And this is also that you will see the extent to which your nature is an opposite nature to spiritual, and the extent in which you can rise above your nature in connection, and it's all in the force of the Creator. Yes? This is how it will always be this way. Descent, ascent, more and more each time. Inclination. That's it. Therefore, think only about the connection. And don't despair that somehow from where will we take these forces? We will receive the forces from above under the condition that we do want to receive them and move forward. The Creator has all these forces and He awakens them in the right measure, both in bad and good towards us, so that we will be made of these two systems. Good morning. Rav, the matter of hatred, what does it mean upon the hatred? It can't be without hatred?
Of course not. How can the world exist on one force? You will not have created beings then. You will not have someone who feels, because those who feel always feel between two opposites, between darkness and light, bad and good. The world must be this way. This is why, first of all, what the Creator did, first of all, he created the evil inclination. This is all of creation. And then we, who come out of this creation, out of this evil inclination, out of this opposite form from the Creator, we have to acquire the good force, the good inclination, the force of connection and love. And then we have to be comprised of both. And then we can exist. When because we are initially from the opposite material of the Creator, from the will to receive. But when we get the intention from the Creator, how to work with the will to receive in order to bestow, then it turns out that we are very special beings. There are none other like us. That's why we're called Adam, from the word Dome, similar to the Creator. We're similar. We're not equal. We're not identical. We're only similar to Him. Because internally, we are in our will to receive, egoistic. And on the outside, we cover it with an intention to bestow. An altruistic form. And this is how we come to equivalence to sympathizing with the Creator, although in our nature. Or about it. From where did they attain that system? It develops only within us. Outside of us, there is only the upper light, which is unattainable to anyone. But to the extent that we make ourselves similar from the opposite form of the light to a similar form to the light, then we become a system of reception of that phenomenon, the light, the Creator. This is why the Creator says, "You have made me, because I would not be able to be revealed before whom, before what. But to the extent that you put yourselves together in this way, I can be revealed in this way. In the darkness and the light, rejection and connection. And this is why I can be revealed to the created beings, because the created being is one who is opposite from me in order to receive, intention to receive, and he builds on top. Yes, Michael.
It's not clear how you're going to connection and then rejection is revealed, and then we go to connection and we discover actually here the Creator. What's the difference between, we're always between connection and rejection, so where here is the element of revelation?
If you discover the connection on top of the rejection, then gradually this connection begins to reveal to you what is hidden in it. When you connect to a friend, then you begin to know him, to be with him, to connect with him. There is a certain system of relationship between you. You begin to discover something that is common to both of you, between you. This is called building a vessel for the revelation of the Creator.
Then from that, how is more rejection revealed?
That's according to the records. The minute you attain a certain discernment, correct discernment along the way to bring you forward, onward, then the next discernment is revealed, and the next discernment, it always comes this way in stages. In portions. This is how you advance. What's not clear? Tell me.
Let's say we went to connection, rejection was revealed, and then upon that we go nevertheless above the crimes, we cover it with love.
Yes.
When in this process that we're now covering with love?
No. You have to cover it. You have to reach love. You have to really discover the love. And you discover it. You reveal it on top of the separation that was there. So it's clear between one and the other, between darkness and light, you have to reveal or discover what is between them. And this is exactly the Creator who is between darkness and light. He is the source, the origin of both darkness and light, and you have to discover Him. Well, if you don't discover Him, you still go forward because there are several stages here that we need to go through. So
that's exactly the point, that we covered it with love and
Well, it's very small love, and the disconnection is also small. This is why you still can't come to a sufficient power where you feel a certain phenomenon called the Creator. The Creator means come and see. It consists of both darkness and light together.
So how to increase the intensity of these states that are revealing?
Continue to connection. And then you'll see that instead of connection, you fall into separation, into darkness and hatred again. And then again, you continue to connection and so on several times until you begin to discover within these stages that there are stages like still vegetative animate and speaking. That if you go through these stages, you begin to attain the root of the separation and the root of connection, and this is already called the Creator. This is what is before.
Another question. In moments of hatred, what do we need to do? What prevented Kabbalists who wanted to kill one another not to kill each other?
There is a state, and next to the state, there's an instruction. Torah. It doesn't matter what you call it.
Sefer.
A book or a document by which you have to advance in order to achieve corrections, at the end of which there is the revelation of the Creator. So we have to advance in this way. When they wanted to kill one another, did they actually kill each other? Did each one bring with him from some place, from home or from some place, a knife? And then they started, they jumped on their friends. But rather, you discover such desires, you understand where it comes from. You overcome these desires so much so that they restrict them. And from within them, they develop feelings of connection and love. And then they discover also the deficiency for the darkness that was between them. And now the deficiency for the light that is revealed between them. And from these states of darkness and light, they begin to feel the root, their common root, the root of both darkness and light. And that's called the revelation of the Creator.
And humanity. My question is where we need to concentrate the covering of hatred with love. Is it only in the 10 and then all the rest? The covering of love with hatred will, hatred with love will be covered by the tendon.
First, you need to some extent, be directed correctly toward the goal. And being directed somewhat correctly means that the society is now showing you that if you try to direct yourself correctly, then from this you will later be able to continue. But if you start looking all over the world to where you connect hatred and love, ascents and descents, then you will not find any source of it or any solution. Only from within the society, the 10, and afterwards we can extend it onto the world. First, we have to feel that our 10s understand what they need to do, that they know how to achieve the revelation of the Creator on top of the concealment, what degrees of concealment there are here on top of, and on top of them, degrees of revelation. So we find our way in it, and we can feel that we can move between the degrees and with desires in our states according to the connection between us that's increasing and so on. How the Creator places separation between us and we demand connection, darkness and light. And this is how we constantly work in this. And this is how we advance. Afterwards, we will learn from this how we can create such states in between the tents. And that's all we need. Out of this, we will know for certain how we come to the whole world, how we approach the whole world. Because the ten becomes one and can operate as one. It's got an internal spiritual force because they've united themselves and organized themselves in one force. And then they, through that connection, they can operate toward the outsides. Outside meaning another ten. And in this way, learn in between the tens how we are in mutual corrections between us. And this is how we later come to understand the whole system. It will come soon. Turkey 4.
Teacher, can I ask another question?
Grazie, maestro.
Sì.
Allora,
thank you, teacher.
Accade questo, che nel momento in cui io mi rendo conto che non sono capace di connettere.
So it happens that the moment I understand that I cannot connect, that I'm not capable of going above with love, is this the moment in which it's best to sit and not do anything and wait?
No, there is no such thing as a person being able to sit and not do anything. If he can't do anything, he just annuls himself and he is as if he's cancelled before the friends, revoked before the friends. But this too is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. It is not like he's powerless and doesn't do anything. It's a great effort that he must make and do with all of his desires and thoughts where he annuls before the group, no matter what.
Number 8. There's a prayer for it, meaning that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart. Again, excerpt number 8. There's a prayer for it that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
Yes. What do you think? Do we really feel the friends as they are, or according to how we can picture them? That all the friends are already basically at the end of correction. And do we only see them according to the levels of corruption that exist in each one? And therefore each one is actually working with his own personal correction. What do you think? This is a workshop question. Do we are we standing against a corrected system? And we are discovering it to the extent, according to the extent of our corruption, and there's nothing to correct in it, but only a person needs to correct himself. And everything else that seems to be outside of a person is only a projection of himself on others, all kinds of his own forms toward others. And on top of those others, he's discovering more and more manners of his egoistic qualities. What do you think? Please.
Excerpt number 9. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others.
Meaning that through the society, we have to come to love of others. That those who enter the society understand that they are entering a society, a system that should bring them up to the point of love of others. Yes?
So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
No questions about this. Why don't you read it again? I'll read it.
Excellent.
We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others, meaning that each member would receive from the society the love of others and hatred of himself. We need to receive two things: love for others and hatred for himself, meaning to his ego. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. But on condition that they see that his friend is exerting in annulling himself and to love others, meaning we have to show each other this. This causes each one to be incorporated in his friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Are these preceding stages towards love of friends? What should we do with it?
It doesn't matter what you feel. You feel what you need to feel, and it's okay. You have this and this and that feeling. As long as you are revealing what is in the society with respect to love, to hatred of others and toward love of others, those two you have to absorb, and through them,
thank you, Rav. What is to integrate in the intention of his friend?
To be integrated and incorporated in his friend's intention means you reveal toward the friend an inclination, a connection, an attraction, to the point where you begin to feel his qualities, how much he yearns to come closer to the friends, how much he is trying to internally abstain from himself, avoid himself. And this is what you feel in the friend. And with this, you want to connect and take from him these qualities and implement them in yourself, within yourself.
This can maybe be done with speaking with each other, but
No. It should be an internal feeling and inner feeling. And even people who are very, very closed, and it's hard for them to feel others, they nevertheless have to come to such discernments. Yes.
Southmore. Is that how it is?
Yes, yes. The more I want to love the friends, to that extent I also hate my own ego, which doesn't let me do that.
We should show the friend how much we're trying to go by the force of bestowal towards the group and to sustain the rules of the ten in the ten as we hear them from our teacher, Rabash, at Baal HaSulam. And this is how we should. No, the friend has to discover how much I relate both to myself and to the society. Both.
And that
he will see how much I'm willing to place myself in the service of the society, of our general world group, and by that he should.
From Moscow 8, what's the role of laziness which conquers us and we as if overcome it?
What is the role of laziness? Laziness helps us to correctly organize our forces and to aim them correctly to the goal. As it is written, it's better to sit and do nothing. This hastiness comes in a way that we don't overcome the will to receive, but rather we immediately go with our own will to receive. And by that, we are mistaken. That's why doing things too quick, when we very fast want to do something, that's not good. We should first connect between us, examine ourselves, and then to understand that advancing is not the same line as it seemed to be before, but rather it's towards the center of the connection between us. That's where the goal is. It's completely different than what each and every one of us thought previously, the direction you thought we should go. That's an egoistic direction. When we connect, we see that our goal is. Please.
USA 3. Does the darkness that turns into light, does that include all the darkness and difficulties that we go through in our lives, like with health, family, etc.? Or it's only tough states that we undergo with friends in the tent?
The darkness that appears incorporates all the darkness that can possibly appear, and the general vessel of Adam Rishon. It's only that we discover it according to that same degree, the extent that we are capable of overcoming it a little bit and to advance towards connection.
Hala.
Next.
Latin 23. How can we develop love for the friends if it's not love that we recognize and understand?
That's a problem. However, if we want to discover the next step of love, then the next step of love is revealed upon concessions we perform each one towards the others, and then we discover what it means to be in love towards the other. Next.
Unity.
Is the main
thing a connection above all the disputes?
There's no need to scrutinize the distance, the partitions between us. All we need to do is shorten the distance until there is none. And I can't say it in advance.
How can we strengthen the connection between the friends if there's such a great difference between us in the importance of the goal? How can I give them an example if they don't need it?
I'm not acting in order to give an example or not. I simply want to show the friends how ready I am to connect to them and to support them and to help all of us together to reach the goal. Try to be as little as possible in
просто интересно, что этот текст, который человек вот, ну, скажем, заучивает сейчас, а
what's interesting is that this text,
it was taught in the old days as well. And in ancient times, each and every son, every boy had to learn everything that was revealed to them, the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ktuvim, these three, the one book that is made of three parts.
What was that text for them, the text that they studied? Was it an inner sensation of theirs? Was it connection with the Creator through that text? What was that text for them in this language?
All you have to understand is that even a generation or two generations ago, I remember my grandfather. So he wouldn't read anything he wouldn't read any novels or any literature. He wouldn't hear of it. All he had was the Bible. That's all. That's how people used to live. Moreover, if you're talking about generations ago, not things I remember from my childhood.
Baror.
Clear?
Ну и вот в связи с тем, что вы сказали, что человек, ну, не было другого ничего, никаких впечатлений, да, только
what you, according to what you said now, there was no other impressions, just the language of the Bible. How did the people look at life and connection to the Creator through this text?
We can't imagine that because we're in a different kind of perception of reality, a corrupt way of the perception of reality. That's why I can't even pass on to you his way of connection to reality. It was something else. That's it. For him, all of reality, he received all of the reality through that book. Whatever that book says, that's the way he looked at our world as well. Later we'll understand that out of our work, but basically it's something different.
Доброе утро, Рав. Вот мы видим, что Бааль Сулам и Рабаш очень часто прибегают к языку.
Morning, Rav. We learn that Bala Sulam and Rabash used the language of legends a lot in their letters. An article of Rabash about the group, or the article of Aravut and articles of Bala Sulam, they reveal the things as laws of behavior. In what language is that?
That's all part of the language of the branches. It's all part of the language of the branches, and I hope that we'll start feeling these things the moment we go into the spiritual feeling. Then we will discover how much all these things are connected together. It's not for no reason that first the language of the Bible, the language of the legends, the language of the laws, and then the language of Kabbalah. That's how our development requires. It's not only our development, it's of the entire humanity together, which is more and more gathering towards the revelation.
Rav, we learn that language is communication between the Creator and the creation. And these four languages are a language that we receive light, spiritual information from above downward. But is there another important language, another form of communication from below upward, a language of prayer? Is there some certain laws in that language and something that we can organize in the most suitable way in that form of communication?
First of all, a prayer is truly communication from below upwards. And there were times that each one would turn to the Creator in his own address, in his own prayer, in his own words. And later the people of the Knesset Gdola organized for us the Sidur, the prayer book, when according to that book we can, all of us, turn to the Creator and to ask and to speak in the right way, in the general way for everyone. And still, the prayer is called the work of the heart. And if a person knows or doesn't know what his want, his heart wants and how his heart turns to the Creator, but this is basically the prayer. This is the request of a person and his connection with the Creator. And if we want to aim our heart to the Creator and to connect from the heart, then we'll be called the wise of the heart, the sages of the heart. And then we will truly have the right connection. Or maybe to develop a new language.
We need to elevate humanity to the level of the language and not to lower the language to the degree of humanity. That's impossible. To elevate humanity to the height of the language, because language is connection between us and with the Creator. And then we will know how to heal everything.
What is that bridge that we seemingly need to make? How can you unmake this bridge?
That is called my beloved. I am for my beloved, and my beloved is mine. On our bestowal to the Creator, we will reach a state where that is language. Language is connection between us. Between us and with the Creator.
Thank you, teacher. Why was the record left there? What was the benefit here?
The light created the Kli and was in the Kli and connected in the Kli with the Kli itself, where from the Kli and from the light there was something mutual, and that mutual part remains and exists between them. And that connection remains for all eternity. And that's how it is. And that is called a record, a roshem, from them being together.
This record, do I work with it?
Certainly, we work with the Reshimot, with the records. These Reshimot determine everything for us. The lights expand from Ein Sof through Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, until this world. There are all kinds of processes of the creation of man, the shattering of the vessels, all kinds of preparations, and then they rise from below upward. And these Reshimot help these Kelim to rise each time, degree after degree, state to state. Thanks to these Reshimot that appear from above downward, there is a possibility for the Kli to rise from below upward. We will read that, we'll learn that.
From there, illumination will be drawn to the lower ones. Item 3. This applies to both the light and the vessel, to the general and to the particular.
Meaning a record, a reshimo, contains everything. It includes everything and holds everything.
Darosh, toch, sof. Of the second expansion of Ak, called Patsuf, Ab of Ak, were born and emerged from the record that were included in the Tabu of the first expansion of Adam Kadmon that ascended to its Pe. It is the same in the particular. A record that remains in the vessel of Ketel of the first expansion becomes a male in the vessel of Keter of the second expansion. A record that remains in the vessel of Chochmah of the first expansion becomes a vessel of a male in the vessel of Chochmah of the second expansion. From their coupling emerged the males in the rest of the Sefirot, as the Ari wrote in Tree of Life. Also, the females of the second expansion are made of the records that remained of the four levels that emerged during the first departure, called sparks or letters. The incorporation of Malchut in Zeranpin is made of the sparks that fell from the level of phase 3, namely Zeranpin, into the vessel of Malchut, namely phase 4. Afterwards, in the second expansion, when the light of Malchut clothes the vessel of Zeranpin, it finds there the vessel of Malchut that belongs to it. Thus, the force of the sparks that fell from the reflected light of the level of phase 2, which is Bina, caused the incorporation of Zeranpin in the vessel of Bina. Later on, in the second expansion, when the light of Zeranpin came and clothed the vessel of Bina, it found its vessel there, and so on, similarly. Thus, all the phases in the lower Partsuf are extended only from the records that its upper Partsuf left. The Ari writes, the upper lights are to the lower lights as a father to his sons. It means that a lower partsuf is extended from an upper partsuf as a son from a father. In other words, it cascades from the self of the lights in its upper partsuf by the records that remain in the vessels of the upper partsuf from its lights. Ari writes, the upper ones leave some illumination in the first place called a record, so that illumination would be drawn from there to the lower ones. Remember this in all the places, for this is the key to the cascading of the degrees by cause and effect, from the beginning of the line to the end of Asiya. Record.
There is nothing new here. The upper one illuminates to the lower one, and the lower one awakens. Everything is done by the awakening of the lower one from the upper one. The lower one cannot just awaken. Where do you see such a thing in reality? But only when we awaken the upper one, the upper one awakens us, or that the upper one, without us awakening it, according to the records that it has, it awakens us. That is called the awakening from above or the awakening from below. According to who does it awaken?
For instance, now I'm sitting in the lesson. I have some disconnection. I don't feel a connection to my friends, and suddenly I have a very strong yearning to connect to the friends with love, with the prayer. What happened here? A record has appeared?
You didn't have that record, but the friends that you are connected with, in any case, in some kind of way, they are in that connection, and they awaken you, so that you will be, that you will also belong to that same connection. Yes, that's how it works. We truly are in stages of very special advancement. And here we need to pay attention that from this advancement that we have now gone through a few steps with Tisha B'Av and Tu B'Av, and now we're speaking about other connections, more advanced ones. We need to pay attention to our friends. We see that they feel themselves not so much in the same act with us. We need to think about those friends. And that very much concerns me. What's going on there with all kinds of groups who once were very active, and now they fall? It's okay that they fall. I don't get too impressed by that, but if it's happening for a long time, so that awakens concern in me. So it's tough to understand those things. You need to be concerned more and more about our groups, that they will be close to our groups, and also toward the women, that they too will be connected beside us correctly and well. Deficiency in opening the hearts and reaching one desire. Like I asked Rabash once, what else do we need to do when we really much want it? He said one thing, attack. Attack. That's what we need. And by doing that, you will succeed over your inclinations, your laziness, and then you will progress.
Give
an example. embrace them, do things together with them, all the actions. And that's how it works. That's what we learn. There's nothing much else here to do.
Seemingly everything is open. We have lessons, meals, Shivat Chaverim. There is an example.
Yes.
So what are we missing for it to go into the heart?
Oh, it lacks entering the heart, exactly what you said. Meaning the attack needs to be internal, inside the heart, in order to open it.
No.
In order to open the heart. And that happens, but it happens slowly, slowly, one bit at a time, because it hurts to open the heart. The ego doesn't let it happen. And as much as you'll try and manipulate it, it'll take a long time, one bit at a time, until it sees that there's no choice, that it has to do that, otherwise it'll miss out on love.